Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man. Kill Tate.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill Tay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people's minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah.
That was Kill Tay from Man in the Streets. I believe that's from that Sheriff Kilroy third album entitled BHS Presents Sheriff Kilroy. Now, what I'm looking at is my phone lines. My phone lines are, I have 5 people already. I want to do everything I can to get through to everybody. So everybody have your thoughts together. We have people calling about events coming up, some that have passed. A few people have chimed in and said they had some things to bring, which brings me to everything. Make sure you have your thoughts in order. As you're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 11, verse 37. That M period, A period, N period is music, activism, and news abbreviation acronym. For those listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call the 646-478-0944 number to be connected, which a few of you all already have done. If you're sending music or commercial, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Anyway, if you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. But if you change your mind, call back or press 1. So in other words, even if you don't plan on talking, as long as you're up here, we're going to get to you. Common Sense Radio airs Sundays 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. and Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram, Jr. Alfred Porter, or I should say J.R. Alfred Porter. The Facebook page of Joseph Motley J.R. period. Also, feel free to check out on Facebook, hhworkshoprecords.com. Also, www.3342music.com for the best in R&B and production. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can Facebook Pete Weeks. The webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs tomorrow, Tuesdays, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Voice at radio.com. Bolo Black, the Book of Bolo, he'll be in live with us. And Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. YouTube, Miss Commentary Cleveland. Twitter page is Al Porter Jr. 1. Looking for work, www.templabor.org. We are Cleveland. If you're going to YouTube, We Are Cleveland, Power Groove Records. That's the YouTube channel, We Are Cleveland, and thelogtv.com. Now, what I'll do, I'll keep the salutations for the end of the program, or maybe by next week, but let me give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, going from last Monday to this coming Monday. It might include some things coming up because of where everything is. Debuting, it's that Cowboy and Cowgirls Barbecue, the rib cook-off, burn-off that's coming up. Hey, it made honorable mention. It'll be interesting to see what spot it places in by next week. Number 10 debuting because of the promotions, the Black Talk Table, which will be live at the Michael J. Zone Rec Center, 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, this coming Saturday. Number 9 debuting, Facebook, the $10 House Party, 9-17-22. Number 8 debuting, it was Facebook, the Soulful Anniversary, which happened over the weekend. Number 7 debuting, Facebook, Wild Style, One Love, Brick Squad, 30 Fun Birthday for Godiva Jones, which is upcoming this coming weekend. Going on tonight, number 6 debuting, Facebook, In the Lab with Rip Mix Show and Podcast, which is happening live tonight with DJ Jack the Ripper. I guess legendary DJ. Number 5, they moved up. It moved up. Rocky, P4 Shilzy, the video shoot, which was last Monday. It went into extra innings last week. Number 4, moving up. Silver B live tribute, which was held last Wednesday at voiceitradio.com. Number 3, moving up. Definitely Facebook, Power in Your Dance. All I can say is that people dined, enjoyed each other's company. Bogos, pizza, water. They made sure we didn't have any high fructose corn syrup. But I missed my pop. But still, we had water, cold. We had fried chicken. We had the best salad in the world. We had one of the nicest events. That's all I can say. Whenever you have Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, BWA, Brick House Wellness, Women's Empowerment, Family to Family, Miss Commentary, Cleveland YouTube, Dantes Taylor, representing that Family to Family at the Dialogue Center, The Rock AME Zion Church, Pastor Reed and his wife, you just had a whole lot of things going on. There, you did. It was just powerful. Joseph Motley Jr., Black House Sound, LaVita Murray was with that squad. Suave Gotti doing, oh man, Dog Nation live. Angela Y. Davis, Cowboy and Monica. I'm hoping to hear a little bit more about that. It was the first annual, first ever event. I'm just thankful. So if that was a number 3, the number 2 event debuting, Shirley Caesar Pastor, live in the area. A lot of promotions went into that. She hadn't shown. It was just so that major promotion, so it was good to have that going on in our region yesterday. And you had moving up, debuting at number 1. There were so many people out there because Kid Capri, last Saturday, free on Kinsman. It was just wall-to-wall people. I am going to go to the first one who was on the phone line. That gives everybody time enough to have their thoughts in order. That 216-727. 216-727. Who are we talking to this evening?
Hi, everybody. This is Valanda. This is Brenda A. Palmer. As everybody called me, my colleague, Queen B. Hi, everybody out there doing the radio, and my colleagues. Hello.
All right, talk to us. We're excited.
Okay, and I am too.
All right.
How's everybody doing out there tonight, radio land tonight? I feel a blessing coming on. I just feel happy, and you know, we have our good days and our bad days. You know, this is life. This is life. Nobody said life was going to be easy for each and every one of us. But I just feel a blessing coming on, Brother Al. I feel a big blessing coming on. And I don't know what it is, but I feel happy, and the big blessing is really coming on. Because he blesses all of us, wake us up every morning, and give us a purpose to see another day. That's a blessing itself.
Yes.
You know, some people lay down last night and did not wake up this morning. You know, and I'm still here, and I thank God I'm still here. It's a purpose for everything, and it's a reason for everything. And people don't. I learned this from experience. Don't figure out why God do things. Sometimes we do things for a purpose, to make things happen for a reason. And he turned the bad into good to make us see to do the right thing. So we want to make it keep on keeping on making the same mistake over and over and over again. You know, God's got all our backs. He got my back. He got everybody's back. He got all our backs. That's all I can say. And, you know, I love everybody. I don't hate nobody. I don't have no hate bone in my body. Because my parents, and they raised me up to be a queen as I am, to not hate nobody. You know, don't hate, because you be so bitter and hold on to something and grudges and stuff. You never not going to get ahead in life. I'm telling you. You're going to be stuck in the same spot, and you're not going to be able to move. All I can tell you, let go and let God, and God will do the rest for you. Let it go, let it go, let it go. I'm signing off. I'd like to thank everybody for listening to me tonight, Queen B, and to my colleagues, Ronnie B, L. Porter, Dante Taylor, and the rest of the gang. All right. I love everybody. Al, I need to get your phone number because I lost it, okay? Your personal phone number,
problem.
All right?
All right.
God
thank
bless.
You.
I'm all right. I'm signing off. Love y'all.
Peace. And my thing is, we make it this easy, and there's a reason why I'm giving it out. That 216-804-7462 is the personal phone number, that 216-804-7462. And the reason I'm giving that number out is because, don't call this until I'm off the air, because my little sister, Angela Davis, you get an infamous shout-out that you call my personal phone line while I'm live on the radio doing my show. Yes, she did, so she gets an infamous shout-out. Now, as I go to get myself into more trouble, because I believe I am, let me look and say that I need to go to the 216-347 phone number. 216-347. What's going on out there?
Hey, Brother Al, how you doing? This is
I'm
the president of Black. This is the president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf. I am having an event. Deaf Awareness Month is the month of September. September 24th from 12 to 4. No, 12 to 6, I think. It will be honored. I am a certified deaf interpreter. I interpret for the White House. I just got a new position. I work for DOJ, write policy and policies on law enforcement, on people that have disability. I'm elected official. I'm an AEC commissioner. And indeed, I'm the first Black AEC commissioner, just got elected in D.C. So we deal with housing. We deal with police. We deal with issues in our community, okay? So I am flying to Cleveland this Friday. And the event is next Saturday. It's on Lee Road 7 in Vince Hurton Church from 12 to 6. So we will be talking about different disabilities, deafness, blindness, people with all disabilities. So that's all
Thank
I have
you
to
so
say
much.
Today.
I appreciate that. Congratulations. We're welcoming you home. Look forward to seeing you again. Thank you, brother.
Are you planning to come in?
You know something? I'm planning on stopping through, and I'm planning on seeing you before all of that takes off. So, yeah, we got a lot to talk about in person
and
catch up.
Monday, I will
okay,
be
Monday.
City Council. Monday I'll be
what?
At City Council.
What will you be dealing with at City Council?
Oh, I have some issue with Rep Howells. She have a deaf school in her ward, but you cannot provide equal access. So that Monday, I will be at City Council discussing on, discussing on issues. I mean, believe me, when I get elected, with all these elected officials get elected, they make all these promises. And they don't okay? Okay. So how you have a deaf school? Oh, I'm going to make sure you had this A, Z, and AZ don't count, okay? Who votes
right.
the most? The people got a disability.
Yes.
85% of the vote comes from people with a disability. So we're going to make sure that she is I'll call it and I see him.
Right.
And, you know, and then I'm hearing Eric Gorton is going to resign at the end of the year.
Mm.
He's going to resign, and that means Mr. Bibbs got to appoint him a new CEO for the Cleveland School District.
Right.
It's on Cleveland.com. And the part will really get me, how you have a deaf school in Ward 7? Wilson, it's a deaf school, but you can't provide fair access.
Oh, wow.
So when I go to City Council on that Monday,
right.
they're going to be mad at me. They're gonna be mad at me because I'm going to tell it like it is.
All right, then.
Okay.
All right. We expect you to tell it like it is. Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome.
No problem. Appreciate it. See, now people have a reason to go to that city council meeting. We heard it here. As a matter of fact, let's check out. They've been so patient, and I thank them. 216-835. 216-835. How you doing out there? You're online.
I'm doing well. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. You sound very, very exuberant. I'm doing phenomenal. If I can catch up with that energy, I'll be all right. Who am I talking to?
This is a Freedom Sellers, a celebration. I'm very excited that you would choose me to be online. Me and my sister and I prayed
okay.
to your dance. I mean, it was just a phenomenal event. Before we get started in talking about how God blessed the event, something
okay.
resonated with me that you said to me about my family, about Silver Bay. When you said thank you to my family for sharing Silver Bay with you and your colleagues, I wanted to repeat it while my family was in the car. We're on our way back south right now. And I wanted my family to know that you, Art McCoy, how awesome you guys were just embracing me. And Silver B never called me and my uncle his cousin. We were always his niece and nephew.
Right.
And my mom... They were more like brother and sister. She always called him Billy Clyde or Clyde. So for you to just say that to me because you care, that meant a lot. Just for you to try to understand our mourning, because the Bible says you mourn with those who mourn, and you too shall be comforted. So I just wanted you to know my son, Purpose Community Church is purpose216.com for those who don't know.
Okay.
He is so concerned with the community and how they get along and justice. We, as a family, my cousin also, Tiffany Perry, does the Lucas Walk. Heavenly Cakes, we're always sowing into the community. Chanel Tunstall, as well as the organization with Reflections Within that Tanisha has. We always, I've worked with CMSD for 20 years. So it's just, and from now on, my uncle, Dre Hova, will be our DJ. So we're in the mix, in the mix. In the mix, in the mix, in the mix. We so into the youth because that's what we've always known to do. I just want to thank you for your honor and just the spirit that you have in embracing me and embracing my testimony yesterday and not seeing this strange of what I do and why. Thank you for that.
More than welcome. More than welcome. It was an honor to meet you and hear from you. And so, is there anything else you would like to add?
All the people who performed yesterday and just were transparent yesterday for Jesus, I want to thank them for being that way and being so bold and courageous. Don't stop. Don't ever allow any fear to stop you for being bold for Jesus, because that will allow him to be bold when it comes to you. When you know that you're right, when your spirit tells you you're right, go forth, and God will always have your back. He's turned it for so many of us. Keep on pressing. Just keep on pressing. Thank you, Mr. Porter. Thank you so much. And when you need me, I'll be there. Trust. Trust. God's moving now.
I'm in. All right. Thank you so much. We look forward to working with you all in the future. Trust and believe that. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Have a great one.
I sure will. You likewise. Ooh-wee. I am going to go to the 216. There's a 424 number. And so 216-424, what would you like to add?
Blackout Sound, Joe Legacy, founder of Blackout Sound. Just calling in to thank everyone lately for a lot of support when it came to Blackout Sound through the whole duration of the summer. And just yesterday, it was a real nice event just that I saw. I saw people there. I had to cut out, though. I'm going to thank you for the performance from Miss Levita. She did really good, and I really liked what I saw. You know, other than that, I've been listening to these heavy hitters that just called in, and I never heard of some of these people, and I'm just so amazed. So I'm proud of what they stand, and keep supporting Black House Sound, and that's really all I have to say. Levita, you have something to say? You still there?
Amen, amen, hallelujah, God. Say, hey, Al Porter.
Hallelujah,
hey.
Praise God.
Hey, Al Porter.
Hey, Al Porter.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, this is some of your listeners. This is some of your listeners, amen.
Amen. And I have to say, you have proven what one of the last phone caller was talking about, being bold for Jesus. What is the name of the song that you're on? Who produced it? Who's on it with you? You have 1,400 plus views already on that new track. Talk to me about it.
Amen, amen. If it wasn't for a Black House Sound. No, you the one, Levita. It's time for you to get a do something. I just got to thank you for your motivation and courage. You say it's time out sitting in the trenches. Get up and do something. And I thank you, Al Porter, for putting me with Black House Sound Entertainment. And I just thank Mr. Motley for putting up with my, you know, get, you know, my bone thug self. You know what I'm saying? and my, I mean, you know, he put up with a lot of me that, you know, he brought out a lot of talent in me that he, we need, you know, that's there in all of us. Amen. And so
amen
I appreciate the creativity that Mr. Motley, he teaches me how not to use other people's music and other people's words and to use creativity. And I just love his techniques, his music technique. My song is I Was Lost. It's my testimony. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, of my story. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And so I just praise God. Amen. Give God the glory. Amen. He took the shame out the game. I just thank him for that. Amen. And so
amen.
So we got 1,400 views. The numbers are still ticking. This is and so I thank you, Mr. Motley. I really thank you, Mr. Motley, for your the studio preparation and the times that I would have gave up on me, and you saw it and you pushed me, and I just thank you for the work that we put in to bring out this song.
I thank you as well, and I just want to thank everybody before we go that's listening in, whatever you working on, if it's from being out in the community to doing music, preaching, just helping somebody. Out of common courtesy, keep doing what you're doing, Black House Sound. Make real Cleveland music. We refuse to stop. We will keep going strong and be on the lookout. Just be on the lookout for more. Thank you. We out.
Thank you. We out on that one. I like how everybody is coming together with so many powerful things to say that I don't have any choice. I'm going to go in order and go with that 216-551-216-551. What's going on this evening?
Hey, Al Porter. How
oh,
are
wait
you?
A minute. I am doing phenomenal. Is this Queen T.G.?
Yes, it is. Power in Your Dance, founder of Power in Your Dance. Yes, it is. Tanisha Glass.
All right. Talk to me about what we experienced yesterday, because I'll tell you, there are a lot of people who are not hungry today and tomorrow. They weren't hungry. Their spiritual needs were met. Their physical needs were met. Talk to me about yesterday's event. I'm still in awe.
Ain't God good? That's
all
what he
time.
Do. All we do is show up and let him do the rest.
Okay.
Gotcha. Power in Your Dance was so amazing. We have power to uplift and transform, and I witnessed that yesterday. I witnessed self-acceptance, individuals that wanted self-improvement. I just, the love that was shown, and I love how God, I always say, where you see God, you see love. Where you see love, you see God. You're always going to see God in love, always. And
wow.
The performance, the DJ, the those that I asked to perform and those that voluntarily came to perform was so amazing. I asked because I saw the gift in Joseph Motley and Suave Gotti when I first saw them perform. So
okay.
When I Joseph Motley reminds me of a gospel Tupac with a DMX.
Right.
Demeanor. I love it. I love it. I love it. He stay hyped for Jesus, and I love it. I just want us all to know that we have spiritual power, and spiritual power has always been in control, and it's we always win, and that's what power in your dance produces, the love to win, the breakthrough, for us to surrender, for us to be regrounded, our souls. And that's our only job, is to save souls daily. So when I say it was so amazing, as you say, we were fed spiritually and physically, and was able to, it was more than enough. That we were given boxes of pizza away. It was more than enough. And it wasn't about, oh, it was too much. No, that's what God wanted to have on that day. So when I watch God's hands in all things that I do,
yes,
I can't help but just stay close to him. Stay grounded in him. We have strong negative spirits, but I promise you, with God, we always gonna win. The attacks don't always come, but we need to know that we got power in our dance. When it hurt, we dance. When we want to cry, we can dance. No matter how we feel, we don't have to accept that now situation. We can always dance to feel good, and it's an uplifting ministry, and I was glad to share it with all. That's what I do all day at home.
Got you. I appreciate it. We all did. It was the inaugural events. I'm looking forward to more.
Yes, yes, yes. I appreciate you always. I thank you and Art McCoy for always asking me to be a part of your radio station. So that's been so, so wonderful to know that there's so many of us that see the need of the change that we need daily. So, again, I'm always grateful. And thank you all. Let's stay encouraging each other. Let's stay connected. Joseph Motley, Suave Gotti, Celebrations, Brick House Wellness, BBCI, LaVita Murray. Let's watch Cowboy. Yeah,
oh,
Cowboy
yes.
Event Sunday, right?
Yes, it is. This coming Sunday.
Yes.
Starting at 1 o'clock.
Yes. Let's just all stay connected and keep that mental rest going.
All right. Because you said that, we will do that, and we look forward to seeing a lot of the same faces at 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110. That is Cleveland, Ohio. Feel free to show up at 1 o'clock. There'll be a lot of guests coming in and candidates by 3 p.m., look for some surprise performances, and for those who want to come hang out all day and they say, well, what can we do early? 10:30 a.m., the doors open up for the Rock AME Zion Church. That's the home of the music minister, 2 Timothy 2:22, who performed last night as well. It will be phenomenal. So thank you again for bringing us all out in the spirit of our Father, and to be able to uplift his name, his glory, and be a part of that. I just thank you so much.
Thank you as well. I'll see you soon.
Yes, indeed. Thanks again. Peace. Yes. I'm going to do this. I'm so uplifted. I'm not even going to do too much else except just clear out the rest of these phone lines. So let's go to 216-270 How are you doing out there?
Hello?
Okay. I know that voice, I believe. Who am I talking to?
How are you doing?
I'm doing phenomenal. How are you doing?
We had a great city council meeting tonight.
Okay.
They honor Silver B to different people, and they talked about all kinds of legislation to all kinds of things at city council today that was needed and everything else. And we hope that we see y'all at city council next week because we gonna talk about how we need our people and our council people to listen to our deaf people, listen to our blind people and everybody else. Cause we need to know that if they don't listen to us or listen to the community, we can withhold and we can withhold our votes and put them in another way and get them out of there.
Right.
That's right. Don't forget to go out there and if you know Ernest Smith, go out there on November 8th and make sure if you know he's doing good, go out there and vote. To keep them in city council in East Cleveland, Ward 3. Come on out there and help him win back. If you know him and you know he's a person that gives back to the community,
yes,
and help the mayor. If you know that the mayor is doing good over there in East Cleveland, keep him in there. Keep him in there. That's right. We need to keep them all in there. And everything else, whatever we can do, we got to get out there and help these folks that are doing good in our city council right now and everything else. I just thank the Lord for just bringing me here today to Upmost Living and everything else. Don't forget, starting in October, we're going to start our hat, glove, scarf, coat, boot drive and blanket drive and toiletry drive and all that. And we're going to start it all the way from October all the way to January, the second week in January. Then on the fourth Saturday in January, we're going to give out all the stuff and everything else. It's the family to family is going to do this, and it's Dantes Taylor is involved with Families and Family, and my number is 216-270-2019, or you can call Commentary Cleveland at 216-972-2972. If y'all have any issues, concerns in our community, reach out to us so we can help you out there in the community. Whether there's anybody in black on black, but come on out and help us uplift our people out here, and everything else. And we might at when we giving out this stuff, we might have power to dance, power to dance to Jesus there. We don't know. We gotta do what we gotta do for our people. Our people out here,
Thank you.
And everything else. We got to keep our officials accountable for what was going on and everything else out here. And don't forget, mark your calendar for the 21st annual Gospel Volunteer 2023 anniversary. That will be Sunday, June 25th, 2023. Just mark your calendar for this date. We'll give you more details, location, and who we bring into the city. We're gonna we're going to have a big artist coming to the city with our Cleveland artist. So don't forget that date. I'm going to keep announcing that so y'all can know. So y'all can know that this is going to be a big thing next year. The biggest thing in the city on that day. Mark your calendar. Surf your calendar for that date. But don't forget that we need to know that our kids are coming off first. And we are collecting toys. We are collecting school supplies, too. School supplies. Because we're going to know that by that time in January, the kids been resourceful all their school supply, trying to source their school supply, and they're going to need more. So we're going to do what we got to do to make it better for our kids, and we're going to just love our kids. We're going to love our kids. I want to know that we can go down there to Child and Family Services and get the kids out. Get the kids. My goal is, when I have this event, to have the kids in Child and Family Services at this event too, just as well as the community. We got to love on them kids that are in the system too, just as well as anything else. We got to find out how to work together with our people. And next year, I am partnering up with Ward 7, the president of their ward club, Mike Fields, and we're going to bring together a taste of Cleveland Ward 4 and Ward 7 and Ward 8, taste of Cleveland. We're going to show y'all that we got restaurants in Cleveland that can cook, that can do whatever out here. And we're going to have this in May. We're going to have this in May and everything else. God bless you.
God bless you. Appreciate you.
And I hope to see y'all out here. Seven. And my number is Dontez Taylor, 216-270-2019. And the family to family with Commentary Cleveland, her number is 216-972-2972. And we want to make sure that our families have equal access to anything that's out here that we need out here. If you need any help, call us. And we be at the Dialogue Center on Wednesdays. Yes. And you come in at 6 and talk to us, and the meeting starts at 7:15. I'm going to start at 7:30, and you can come talk to us at 6 to 7. You can come talk to us about your issues, your concerns, anything. I will be there to listen to your issues, concerns, and try to figure out how we can go down to the courts and help you. If you ain't did nothing wrong, God bless.
All right. Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Peace. As I go through to get to the last couple of phone calls, I guess to keep this going and make sure I'm in order, let's try that 440 phone number. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I will go to, because they were here beforehand, that 216- 4-1-2-216-4-1-2. How you doing?
Man, doing awesome, man. It's cool.
All
man.
Right. What's on your mind?
Man, old bunch, man.
Who am I old talking
bunch,
to?
Man. What's up, y'all? Major Taps.
Party.
All right. There we go.
BMA. BMA member.
All day.
You know, I had to call in here, you know, represent. Shout out to Dontez Taylor, man. Shout out to Mozzie. Man, I pulled up yesterday to the event, man. Everybody was already gone.
So
I put an IG up. I'm like, I was here.
Right.
Heard crickets and stuff. I'm like, oh, man, I'm missing.
Mm-hmm.
So you already know, like, Marley get together, put an event together, man. It's an event.
Right.
Dantes, man, he definitely got some up and stuff coming, things going on. Man, the shout out to Triple B, man. Like I said, I posted, like, if you knew this man, you know he was like an uncle or father figure, you know.
Right.
And just to see the just the people that came out to his home going.
Right, right.
You know, was an awesome thing, man. It was a lot of big people who I have, you know, ran into and met and everything that was there.
Right.
This just showed the impact and the influence that he had on a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? Big names also, you know what I'm saying, included. We had to cancel our cancel the food drive prior to, you know what I'm saying, celebration.
Right.
So we are in the, before it get too cold, we are doing another food drive. We are doing the Party NC food drive. So I'll keep you guys posted. More music on the way, more new artists, man. Man, I've been out here, you know, getting up with some new decent artists, man. So I'm happy about that. What else? The Monk Fest. I don't know if anybody pays attention to the Monk Fest Sunday. They had one Sunday. I went down to the flat Sunday and checked like the new up and coming artists and talent out. Pretty decent, man. I think there was some new people, man. So it's definitely a go.
Nice.
I'm just keeping this label and label that I'm doing. You know, some pushing. I'm willing to work with people that serious, got a passion for it. I'm here to, you know, to make the when it comes to Cleveland, Ohio itself, the whole perimeter. I'm here to make us more known and more noticeable when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, the Ohio talent. Let's just not say C-town, let's say Ohio talent, because like I've seen one. I've seen like artists not just from Cleveland. I've seen artists from Elyria, you know. Akron, Columbus, Cincinnati, you know what I'm saying? Dedicated.
Right.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Hello?
Yes.
So.
You hear me?
Yeah, man.
You're not muted, but go ahead.
Yeah, man. So, that being said, man, the priority, we got some new things on the way. And yeah, just follow my page on IG. It's Taps Major, TAPS. Taps Major, TAPSMAIGER @gmail.com.
Okay,
hello?
We will do that. What is it again? Because it's the first time you've announced this page like that on this program. So talk to me again about the name.
It's at IG. It's my IG Instagram page. Taps, TAPS Major, MAIGER @gmail.com.
Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you.
Yep, most definitely, man. Shout out to everybody, man, that showed up and, you know what I'm saying, pay homage and respect to the real ones. I pay homage and respect to Silver B, you know, even the ones that came and said something on the show last week and everything, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, them they want, like, Silver B supporters and stuff, you know. So shout outs to Silver B, man. Let's keep his name going on, man. Let's keep his legacy going on, facts, though, because I'm pretty sure that's exactly what he would want. You know what I'm saying? His children, you know what I'm saying? Because it's his children, like, you know what I'm saying? He would want, you know what I'm saying? Continue fulfilling, you know what I'm saying? What he's seen, the vision, you know what I'm saying? Dreams and us and goals and stuff like that. So let's keep that pushing, man. So, yeah, man. So, all right, man. Propriety. Hit me up, man. Hit me up anytime y'all feel, man. My number 216-412-0922. Y'all need some beats. Y'all need a collabo feature, anything. You know what I'm saying? You want to network and do some productive, hit me up. You know what I'm
saying? I'm into that.
All right.
Thank you so much. As a matter of fact, keeping the name going, we had a lot of things we could have touched on. We did. We had a lot of different things we could have touched on. Our salutations, we will we'll join those next week. We have to talk about David Arnold, Bernard Shaw, Queen Elizabeth. We'll get to those by next week. But right now, because I have enough time, let's talk about what's upcoming. October the 1st. Since everybody seemed like they know how to act now, get along better, we will return with our hip-hop workshop on October the 1st. That's the first Saturday in October. From 1:45 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Cleveland State University in conjunction with the Black Studies Department, MC Building, Large Room 136, right across from the Black Studies Department, Large Room, Large Classroom 136. You can be mean, but keep it clean. Come through, share your talent. All four elements, plus a few others thrown in. For those who don't know, it will be a very surreal hip-hop workshop because when my mom couldn't make it to the 2021 and 2022 season because of her health, I could still count on Bill Silver. B, 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 B in the mix, 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 mix. I could count on William Richards to still be there. He was there every month. He would always say, I need to only speak for 5 minutes and then speak for 15 or 20 minutes. It was an honor to allow him to speak at that platform for years. He was dealing with the hip-hop workshop. He suggested that I talk to, rest in peace, rest in heaven, Black Studies Department head at that time, Dr. Michael Williams, and Brother Kahar. I pray for Brother Kahar. He's in a nursing home right now. But it was Brother Silver who suggested I talk to them years ago. We've been there ever since. We survived when they had the interim president of the Black Studies Department, Dr. Donna White, and now Dr. Bynum. He sees the importance of us being there. So the reason I say that is because Brother Silver asked for directly. He asked for Al Porter Jr. and then Mama Porter second. And then Dollar Bill, Jerome Brown, a hip-hop head himself, he asked all three of us to be members of the Black Studies Department and stood by those choices. So it's only fair that that man is remembered at our next hip-hop workshop. Now, for those people who don't know, you can enter the hip-hop workshop from Chester Avenue or East 22nd in Chester or East 22nd in Euclid. Now, we might even have a Power in Your Dance segment where everybody has to get up out their seats for at least 10 to 12 minutes because usually if we put somebody on a flyer, they get at least, you know, 12 to 16 minutes to do their thing. So, you know, on top of that, I want to read what's coming before I go into the past. Yes, he was well known in Cleveland, but in East Cleveland he did so much. So the East Cleveland Vice President of City Council, Ernest L. Smith, posted and said, East Cleveland City Council Vice President Ernest L. Smith, OPN, Oppressed People's Nation, presents the Black on Black Crime Inc. Hip Hop Workshop in the Mix Edition tribute to Silver, B. Hosted by Black on Black Crime Inc., Black Man Army President Alfred Porter Jr. That's Saturday, October the 8th, 2022, 2 to 4 p.m., the corner of Lee Road and Euclid Avenue. Live DJ, live performances in honor of Silver. Free school supplies, free winter coats and accessories. the OPN, William Silver, B, Richards Community Honor, and more. As a matter of fact, I might show up at 1:30 to walk across the street and do a memorial march in the honor of Brother Silver and even my own mom, Patty Porter. She was there with the workshop. And so people might say, if you didn't go to the homegoing, people, if you didn't make it to the homegoing, if you didn't make it, you might have missed certain things. I have about 4 minutes and 35 seconds. I don't know if this is good enough time to do this, but I will start off, and I will edit a lot of this. As William Frederick Richards Jr., also known as Silver B to the public, and Billy to his family, was a native of New Philadelphia, Ohio. There it is. He was born to the union of William Frederick Richards Sr. and Ruth Ellen McCochran. Billy was the second born of their two children. Of these two, his sister, Marva Lynn Richards Corbin, is his surviving heir. Billy enjoyed many hobbies such as martial arts, roller skating, DJing, and working in the entertainment industry. He grew up with his sister Marva in the care of his grandparents, Henry A. and Beatrice Houston Richards, and Grandma Hazel McCochran on weekends. So when Billy was little, he used to go to the radio station WJER 1450 AM with his grandmother, Beatrice Mama Richards, for her cleaning shifts. While there, Billy and Marva would help her clean the radio station. The DJ would let Billy in the booth and began to teach him about running a radio show and using turntables. So a elder came along and taught him. We're going to switch. And if, for those people who want to know more, in the reading of the obituary, there are those who recorded the whole thing. Look it up. You can find it. Believe it or not, he moved to Cleveland, Ohio to be with his father, and Billy initially began working as a social worker providing services to youth. He was a social worker for many years before he became a community political activist and mentor. If you didn't hear it here, you didn't hear it. His radio shows began to focus on problems concerning middle school and high school students, academic excellence, and, of course, finding Cleveland's talent. It was during this time period he became known as Silver B. Richards. He credited Ruby J. McCullough at Harvard Community Center as his inspiration to join the entertainment world. And Silver B. was passionate about the power of positive music and was well known as a DJ. Billy went on to become a member of the 21st Congressional Black Caucus, later known as the 11th District Congressional Black Caucus. The Black Caucus itself, and it was during this time period that he came under the tutelage of late Honorable Congressman Lewis Stokes, where he became his protege. Now, it's so many other things here. So many other things. I will finish a lot of this next week with a focus on the year 1986. The entertainment industry and his many acts of service. That was just in part some great things about that. And I'm glad that the city of Cleveland in Northeast Ohio recognized him. There are a lot of people all over the world that was affected. Robert Cruz, Brother Cruz, Rude Boys, at least I know it's Cruz, and Cernock talked about the fact that the elder statesman himself, he saved thousands of lives through his social work, affected thousands of lives and saved thousands of lives, not just Cleveland, East Cleveland and other areas, so I'm glad that he's been recognized for that in a lot of areas. I'm going to at least end off on certain things. This has been very powerful in itself. everybody. Stay blessed, highly favored. Catch you at some of these upcoming activities and events, all right?